And as I told you all about, we were talking about Baba's, you know, that fellow punctuated with, "Baba, you don't know to swim." And Baba said, "I am the ocean, how am I to know to swim?" So, at that time I thought of that episode. Have you all heard that we got drowned in the ocean once? Have you all heard of that story? No? Yeah. So it happened with this blue bus before New Life. Baba sat in this blue bus for about 40 days. Exact number was 40 days, called The Great Seclusion. There's a small booklet on it. The recorded diary is there. The Great Seclusion is known as. After that he got out of it. And of course it was all segregated. This side, all the men mandali and the women mandali had not to come there. There was a partition created and only those who attended on him were there, two or three people there. And the rest had nothing to do with it. We had our own cooking, we had everything our own. Nothing from here. Yeah, it's the same spot. But that side, yeah. The cabin was not there, where I lived there, it was not there because it was on the hill at that time. So there was an open space there, it was all a sort of a courtyard was created by partitions of bamboo matting. So then after he got out of the seclusion, he said to me that, "Oh, it's a terrible strain that I had. He now tried to select a place for me that where I can go for about a week for recreation, just to relax." So I knew that his recreation and his relaxation was not like ordinary human beings. His real recreation and relaxation is to be with his loved ones, his lovers. We are, you may call it, likers. Yeah, like that, you know. But his lovers are the ones who are just, who have abandoned themselves to his love, you see. So what happened is that we need to have a place where his loved ones are there. So I gave him two or three names of the places and he selected the place where there was a good mast there and he says, "Yeah, that's a nice place." It was on a beach. It has a beach there and seaside place. A small township is there. It's not a big town. Township is there. We had been there quite often. And there was a rest house built on a rock jutting inside the ocean there. So he liked the place. He says, "Yeah, that's a good place. I like it. We'll go there." It's far away from here, it must be about 500 miles from here. So then he said, "Well, with me will go your sister and Mera, Mani, and Katie, were you there?"
Katie
Ulti, she was there with us. And Gaver was there. Three or four women were there, four or five women were there. And I was the driver. So we went out. I took him to that place. He was comfortable, made comfortable. And when he's comfortable, it's fine. The whole world is comfortable for us. Then after a day of rest over there, he says, "You know, now that we are now right at the ocean, let the women have a little swimming there. They would love to go to swim and all that, but find a secluded place for them on the beach. Some secluded beach should be found out." So the next morning I went out in search of a nice spot. Eventually I came across that under a grove, palm trees were there and all that, and very secluded spot there. But it took a long detour was there. But within an hour we reached there, about 3 miles like that, on a sandy bank or beach. And then there is that ocean there, it's surrounded, I can't give you the topography of it. It is like a bay like that, you see. So what happened is that I found out the place. I came back and reported to him. So the next morning after that, Baba takes us all there. Baba and myself are in the front. The women follow us. Of course, I haven't turn back and look at them or anything, so it's like that. And we came, I led them to the spot. Baba says, it's too far, too long, far away from here. I said, yeah, you wanted a secluded place? But it's a nice place, he liked it. Well, the women were told to go and have a swim. So myself and Baba are seated like this. See how she is sitting. Yeah, Baba is sitting and I am sitting like this. And Baba said, now that they have gone further away in the ocean, so I would like to swim too. I said, that's a good idea, because doctors want you to just, yeah, have a little exercise. And it's a good idea. It's now ocean water and all that. It's fine. Why not? He said, will you hold me tight? I said, yeah, I'll hold you tight. Because he did not know to swim. Because being the ocean, how can he know to swim? That's what he would tell us. So I got hold of him. And he had his strokes and all that, you know. He enjoyed for about 15 minutes it was there. So now let's go out. I took him waist deep water, chest deep water, and he had a good place. Of course, the wave. Huh?
You were standing?
I was standing and holding.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I told him how to give the strokes, leg paddle and this and that. And he did it. Fine. He liked it. And he came and relaxed, and I changed his clothes, and fine, everything is fine. I says, you'd like to swim too, because I am a good swimmer. He knew that. I used to swim a lot before coming to him. And this is the first time after that. It's 20 years now. 1948. No, 10 years. So, this is 49, 11 years. Fine. I said, if you want me, I'll go. She said, go and have a good swim. But don't go too far. I said, no, because Baba is all by himself. I didn't like it, but he wanted. So naturally, when he wants something, we should do it for him. So he liked it, and I went out. Within 5 minutes, he called me back. So I came. He said, now see, well, they have gone there. Shout at them loudly that we are going now to the mast, and we'll return, but they should now come back and return also. We'll go to the mast and then come to the place. So I shouted at the top of my voice and did this and this and that, we are going and this and that, and you come away and all that sort of thing. We are far away. So somebody put the hand up acknowledging that, well, we have heard you and all that. So we left. And Baba says, do you mean to say that we have to go the same way that we came? Is the hot sun is so hot now and all that? I said, yeah, that's the only way. But I can see the street there. See that, how it is across the... It was just double the distance from here to dispensary. You can see it, you see. There's the ocean there. And I said, but how are we to cross the ocean? Don't you see these canoes that are playing? These fishermen are playing. The boys and children are playing there, having their catch and all that, the filling in there. So we'll summon one of them. We'll give them good tip and tell them. I said, Baba, this is dangerous. This is not for us. See how naked they are, and see how the things roll by, and they can swim and all that. It's not good for us, because it's very deep there. It's about 40 feet there of ocean. Although we call it backwaters, you know, where all the sewage and the slush comes, you see, and it's all there. And when there is ebb, it stinks like anything. It's like that. What do you call that in English?
A mess.
Huh?
A mess.
No, that mess is that, but that system, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's like that.
Backwash.
Backwash, yeah, it's like that. So when there is low tide, then it's all stinking again. And Baba says, no, we'll go there. I'm not going there in that sun and all. I said, Baba, it's very dangerous. Yeah. We used to argue like that. He had given us that latitude. Baba, this is not practical, this is not good. No, you tell them that you'll give them good tip. And so I summoned the boys. Two boys came with a canoe. And canoe is not a canoe that you have the idea. It's just a huge trunk of tree carved out. It's a roller, you know, it's nothing. It's not any shaped boat or anything. So it's it's a trunk of a tree that is carved out and made into a little... And there what they do is, they catch this fish and dump them. It's like a carrier. And they push it with their hands while swimming themselves. So it's like that. There are no seats in that, nothing of that sort. So I called them and says, yeah, we have got But remember, don't play magic, because they have their pranks, they play, and they don't, it's usual for them, you see, to get drenched and wet and get down and then come up and this and that, and roll the canoe properly and again empty the water and this, oh, it's all there. In my heart of hearts I said, it's not good, Baba, it's not good. I even spoke out frankly to him so often, and he said, no, but this will, from here it will just, they'll take only 10 minutes and we'll be there. All right. You can't argue anymore. We did our duty and told him. So well, I lead him up to, the boys have agreed that they will be very serious about it. I gave them the impression that, well, he is a great person, you know, and he's my boss and he wants to go there and he wants to see how you all fare and see that you behave properly. He says, no, we'll do it. I said, if you take us safe there, we'll tip you nicely. They were very happy. So I told Baba, I led Baba there. As soon as Baba puts his first step there, it starts wobbling. I said, Baba, still time. We shouldn't go. This is not that. This is not proper. No. So he put his next step there and he went and sat down quietly. And of course it became steady. It was there. Then it's my turn. In my hand there is another satchel there, wherein there are three bottles of pure water for Baba. I used to carry it. Baba's board is there, Baba's sandal there, Baba's napkin and soap box and everything in that satchel. First aid, emergency. Usual thing that for me to carry with him when I go with him. So having that imbalanced thing, you see, I put my step there, balanced myself, and started wobbling like anything. I went and sat down quietly. And of course they started pushing us. And we went halfway, and Baba says, see how it is now, we'll go very soon, we'll be there. I said, yeah. But still in my heart of heart, I said, it's so dangerous. And sure enough, some boy, noticing these two boys being serious, they can't accept any seriousness in that atmosphere, you see. And he says, how can they be so serious like that? It's the human psychology. They came and they said, no, don't come near us and all that. They shouted back. I could hear their vernacular language, I could follow. But what happened? One urchin, what he did, he went underwater and went there and pulled. Those two boys are holding the two sides of the canoe and they're pushing, they're swimming, and that's how we are floating. One of them went in underwater and pulled that boy's leg. So with that pull, he just pulled us down and we went inside. I lost Baba and Baba lost me, because the water is so turbid, so full of algae and muck and mess and stink and all that is there. And I am sinking, but I am so terrified that where is Baba? So I am trying to search out, I can't see, but I am just being like this inside the water. And luckily, I'm sinking because of the load that is there. And with that I'm trying to fumble. So luckily I got hold of the arm. Baba's arm is there, here like that. Ah, that's right. But I'm still sinking and I allowed myself to sink, because I knew that it is impossible for me with all this load and myself to come up. You see, it will be great strain for me. So I allowed myself to get down, because I knew that it is very soon I'll reach the bottom. And then I gave a tight kick there and then floated myself, got up there, and then I got the momentum and I got up there. And now we are with my satchel in one hand, Baba in the other, and I'm swimming. I said, Baba, you remember I told you to paddle, you know, with the legs, you do that, you see. And I'm swimming, you see, with my legs, I am doing that, you see. But it's not paddling with me, you know, the strokes with the legs that we do to get forward, yeah. Yes, yes. But Baba is paddling and keeping himself aloof and up above and this. It was, I don't know, eternity for me to get him from here to there, you see, with all that load. There means it's double the distance. From here to the dispensary, it must have been double the distance. See that dispensary there? It is double the distance that he swam. So we reach there, totally exhausted. And Baba is there and I am there. And I don't know how much of that muck Baba must have swallowed, I don't know. Totally exhausted. After 2 minutes, Baba says, see how we are now. He looks at me and says, see what's all this? I said, yeah. So quickly I said, now Baba, let us go. And there is the main bazaar there, you see. And we don't want to show ourselves like ghouls over there, you see. So yeah, all the LG is sticking around here and there, all that. And so I said, Baba, now let's go, let's cross the street and go behind some building. So I took him round. Immediately we got an opening and we were there at the back, and there was nobody there. All bustle, hustle, bustle was on the main road. At the back there was a dilapidated building. It had no roof, I still remember. And there I made him sit. There was a rock there. I made him sit there. And I said, Baba, now I'll get some water. But then what about the clothes? I said, then what to do? I said, you run and get me a new pair of clothes. I said, but how to leave you like that? You'll be here all by yourself in silence. And that was one of the times when he was all by himself. Wow. Because throughout our life with him, we never kept him all by himself. Yeah. And there was another time, in my life with him, of course. I don't know in people's life with other times. Only on two occasions I had to leave him back like that. So I said, you run and get me, hurry up and go and I'll be seated. Baba, don't move under any cost. Well, how will I find you then otherwise? So he remained seated. I'm telling him to remain seated, don't move about. So he said, yeah, I'll be here. You go, run. So I go there and of course I break open the door because women are not there. They are all closed. I break open one of the windows there, climb through that and opened his bag because I knew his bag. And then I got the fresh clothes, a towel and ran back. I was there and Baba was there. Went to one of the houses, got a pail of, got rope, there was a well there, got water, poured water over him and cleansed his body and all that. Made him, dried his body, made him wear fresh clothes and he was like an angel there. Mm-hmm. With white sadra and all ironed and this and that. And I am like, you know, yeah. So, Baba said, let's go to that. That place is very close by. So we went there. And he was with that mask there for an hour or so. A happy contact was there. And when he is happy, his walking gait is quite different. You know, how a jolly good fellow walks, you see, like that. And there we come out and he's very happy and smiling, bright as anything, and says, very good, you know. And then we are going through the street like that. And halfway, when we are approaching our place where we had stationed ourselves, where the women were there, and he tells me, he stops and looks at me and says, do you realize how you look? I said, yeah, I can very well realize. I told you, Baba, not to do that. See how you look. Now it's my turn. He said, he's telling me how you look. I said, yeah, I know how I look, but how they are. How we missed, you see. See how it was? He said, yeah. It's true. But just as you lent me your hand and got me above the ocean surface, there will come a time when I will lend my hand and get you out of the muck of Maya. That's what he said. Well, it was good. I had heard over there. I'm still waiting for his hand, but still it's like that. But then what happened is that the women had not, the women had come. So now I had that bundle of that dirty clothes, you see, what to do, and they should not know about it. So what I did was I stored myself behind, there was a bathroom there, the door was open, so I just threw that bundle there and kept it there. And that was the mystery for them, how could such, his clothes be so soiled like that, you see. You remember that I was telling? So that was the mystery they wanted to know. What is it? Because they would wash the clothes and they had never seen such a sight of his clothes. What had happened? So that day I told them this story. They had not known anything after years passed. That was 1949 and this is now 1969. Yeah. 20 years later.
Satara also, Satara, one time happened. You said one time or two times you met Baba alone.
Yeah.
So I was with Baba coming from Rosemead to Gravita.
Yeah.
Then what happened when we came to that near the bungalow,
in which Baba had occupied another bungalow in Midway. So Baba told me, in the meantime, a man who had a shop would come often to Baba. They were very good fellows. So they had come for darshan, and Baba told me to tell them to go. So they left. Then when they left, disappeared, Baba told me, you go and tell him to come back. And I just obeyed Baba. I said, Baba tells me, if I not obey him, he may be angry on me that I tell you a thing and you are not doing. So I left, but it was near Grafton, and no person were about. Satara is common, quiet place. So I went, I ran after that man, ran. After when I came back, then I found Baba had himself gone to the Grafton and repeat like that. But Baba did not ask me any time, why you left me that time alone, things like that. Because if Baba would tell me why you left me alone, I would say, Baba, what I can do? You say, be obedient to me, obey me. So I obeyed you like this. One time it happened in my life, only one time, once. It was in Satara.
Erish, did Baba ever bring up that subject again of the falling in the ocean?
No.
Did he ever mention the boys who tipped him over, any of that stuff?
Nothing. It was just, it was brought again as a theme when the women asked about the clothes. Yeah. Why were the clothes so dirty? 20 years later.
Do you think there's any kind of karma that could be incurred by doing something to the avatar like that?
Well, I don't know. That you'll have to ask Jack or somebody who deals in karma.